67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
You better believe it's almost waffle time. This Sunday, Camp Courageous will be hosting its annual waffle breakfast and open house in Monticello. Grab your family and friends and enjoy fresh waffles and sausage while supporting a great cause. Breakfast will be served between 8 a.m. and noon. While you're there, enjoy some great activities like the zip line, train rides, mini gold, and live music. Come to celebrate and support Camp Courageous in Monticello this Sunday, 8 to noon.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the last week of September 2024. As the commercial stated, we hope everybody can come out and join us this Sunday for our waffle breakfast and open house. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers in a summertime program back in 1974 to serving nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. A big happy birthday to Merlin Holsey. Merlin turned 101 last Saturday, and we wish him very best on his birthday. Lots of campers out this past week. We have our fall campers, which are generally our older campers. Campers have been some like Charlie Cummins, who have been coming all 50 years here to Camp Courageous. The Camp Courageous Back to School Bash was held on Friday, attended by many, many, many campers, special education classes from throughout the area. It was a great time for everybody to do things from bowling to the zip line, to miniature golf, swimming pool. Everything was going full blast, and a big thank you to all those students and teachers and aides that came out to help out. Had a nice visit with the parents of camper Amy LaVenture. She travels to Camp Courageous all the way from northern Wisconsin every year. This is her 22nd year of attending camp. She has attended five other camps from across the United States, and her family thinks that Camp Courageous is number one. So you'll be hearing more from her parents next week. Camp Courageous is looking for staff. If you're interested in working at Camp Courageous, check out our website and you'll see the positions that we have open. A big thank you to Bob and Carol Tibber that visited Camp Courageous this past week. They were instrumental on our nature trail along with Bob's sister Marilyn, and now they've taken on a new adventure for building our outdoor performing arts stage. So we're looking forward to starting that here definitely throughout the spring of next year. Had a lot of fundraisers going on. A big thank you to Tommy's Express, the two locations in Cedar Rapids. They collected money during the whole month for Camp Courageous. And a big thank you to Jeremy Pospisil, who delivered the check out here to Camp Courageous. Also, a big thank you to David Dalton from the Knights of Columbus in North Lynn. It's council number 12136, and they had their annual campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities, their Tootsie Road Drive, and raised a lot of money for Camp Courageous, so a big thank you to them. Also, we had Michael Langer came out. He donated his 1994 boat to the camp. You know, if you have a car or a boat or anything like that, we welcome those donations here at Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Jeff Collins and our friends over at Donut Land in Cedar Rapids. They are having the month of October be Roundup for Camp Courageous. They've done this many times, and a big appreciation goes out to them. We'll have more information on a special concert coming to camp, hot dog days at Tyson's, and Cookies Barbecue Sauce doing a benefit for the camp in the coming weeks. Big thank you to Larry Andreessen. He is the current president of the Iowa State Association of Assessors. They have a convention coming up in Des Moines here in the next week or so, and they are raising money for Camp Courageous. So we appreciate that. That's a new group supporting the camp, and we appreciate all the good that they do. next Sunday, a week from our breakfast on October 6th at 3 p.m. Central Time at the Hot Rods and Harleys Car Show in Hopkinton. We'll be having the drawing for our 1957 Chevy, and that will be also broadcast live on Facebook, and we'll get the word out as best as we can. Once again, that's next Sunday will be the drawing for the 1957 Chevy. Our need of the week here at Camp Courageous is batteries. We go through a lot of AA and AAA batteries, so if anyone can pick up an extra set of batteries for the camp, that's much appreciated. Remembering some dear friends this past week who passed away, and they asked that their donations go to Camp Courageous. Nancy Thompson from Iowa City, an incredible person, Dr. Thompson, a lifetime spent helping out other people. Along with Nancy, we lost Betty Wagner. During the earliest days of Camp Courageous, Betty Wagner wanted to be involved with what was then called Camp Courage. Well, she came to Monticello in 1960 and quickly befriended Meg Welter, a special education teacher here in Monticello and also one of our board members. She went to work for the Monticello Express, where she was a reporter, photographer, and she later became the news editor and eventually the co-publisher and co-owner. She left the Monticello area in 1980, but she stayed active with the camp all these years. Betty Wagner, editor of the Monticello Express, laid out and printed the camp's first four-page newsletter called The Courier. It's grown from that to as many as 40 pages and going out to 25,000 people. So Betty was a real trailblazer here at Camp Courageous, and our sympathy goes out to her family and friends for all that she did to make Camp Courageous possible. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Come join us Sunday from 8 o'clock to noon as we serve waffles and give grand tours of Camp Courageous. We sincerely are grateful to you for listening. Thank you.